Yo, yo, yo. All right, part two. So let's have a look at week three and four of our ChatGPT program for hypertrophy for a beginner. The main thing I'm looking here is how has ChatGPT applied some form of progression, if any? Okay, so look for part one to see weeks one and two. Across weeks three and four, same exercises. It looks like they've simply just added a single set to every exercise. Now, for a beginner, that's not too bad. Like in general, I guess the key takeaway here is if you are a beginner, you don't have to change your exercise selection, you know, in 4 weeks' time. You can probably stick with the same exercises for 4 weeks and you'll still make considerable improvements. Okay. Again, like I said in part one, those movements are skills, so you want to be able to practice those skills to get better at them, okay? In regards to the added set for everything, that's fine. That's an easy and simple way to increase the total volume, all right, which is going to help with that hypertrophy goal. The only thing I'd still like to add here is some form of intensity measure. So like whether it be using RPE or potentially even just give me an arbitrary like, hey, lift 4 sets of 8 to 10 reps at with a moderately heavy weight. Something like that would be perfect. Outside of that, look, I rate the program, I don't know, 6.5 out of 10. It's okay. It's just missing a bit of nuance that will help an individual. But for the most part, this is not too bad. Like it's done all right. Like ChatGPT, done all right. On to the next one, I guess. Peace.